Governor Deval Patrick spelled out the details of his $35 billion state spending plan today. And after years of program cuts, this proposal relies on increases in taxes and fees to achieve what the governor calls a growth budget. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
Governor Patrick's budget plan for fiscal year 2014, which begins in July, would raise spending by 6.9%. Education funding at all levels would go up by more than $500 million. Transportation would add another billion.
This is a plan to grow jobs. The budget makes investments in education, in innovation, and in infrastructure to grow opportunity in the near term and strengthen our Commonwealth in the long term.
To pay for his vision, Patrick would increase income taxes and transit fees. And while he would reduce the sales tax, he would expand its reach to include candy and soda. Another sin he would tax? Tobacco. The state tax on cigarettes would rise by a dollar to $3.51 a pack. Patrick insists that Massachusetts residents and businesses are ready to invest. He suggests asking the MBTA riders who were stranded by a Green Line breakdown this morning.
I reject the notion of this self-defeating strategy of not shaping our future. Doing nothing is also a choice.
Democrats in the legislature have been interested, but wary, as Patrick has unrolled his plans over the last week. Republican lawmakers are growing hostile.
Part of the problem is the feeling that this budget is starting to take on, that it's a bit of a shell game.
Bruce Tarr is the Senate's minority leader.
My sense is the legislature is going to move on with its own proposals and not spend a lot of time trying to sort out the entanglements of this budget.
And even Patrick acknowledges that the final budget that is passed this year will look quite different from his proposal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.